Welcome to episode 7 of 2-Piece Start Live. He's Tim.
And he's Ray.
And we've got a great show for you today. So what's up, Tim?
Getting an Xbox 360 for Christmas. To all you out there, it's pretty funny. I sent Ray an email stating that I was getting the Xbox 360. And the next day I talked to him on the phone and I was like, "So you got my email, right, about the 360? He's like, "Yeah, what's up with that?" Like, almost like I was betraying him or something. Like, what's wrong with you?
No!
What are you doing? That's how I took it. That's what it sounded like to me.
No. See, I was just saying, like, yeah, what's up with that? You know, you've never really told me you want a 360, you weren't planning on it. All of a sudden, you just, "Hey, I'm getting a 360 for Christmas." I'm like, "Whoa, what's up with that? Like, you know, give me the story on this. I want to know more." Not this, "Hey, yo, no more podcasting from me, I guess."
No, it sounded like you thought I was cheating on you or something. Like, where did this come from? my brother's getting one, and, you know, my birthday's the day after Christmas, so sometimes I like getting bigger, like, combined gifts from people. Mm-hmm. And so that's what my wife is doing for me. She's getting me a 360. And wow. we actually bought it on Black Friday and got Guitar Hero 2 for free. And so I thought it was a pretty good deal. And I'm excited about it. You know, I mean, I've never been into the whole shooter action genre that much. Mostly
right.
Because I suck at it, because I don't really have... I never really had a system that was, like, strong on that.
You never really owned a gun before.
I've never really owned a gun before.
Well, it's nice because, you know, 2B Star has become very Wii-oriented very quickly.
Yeah,
And so it'll be nice to have you playing a 360 so we can get, you know, a little bit more on the show than just fanboy sounding, basically.
Yeah, that's part of the other reason. I don't want to limit ourselves to just Nintendo offerings, so...
Right.
Well,
great. Normally, we would be doing trivia at this point. This is going to be the first episode where we will not be doing trivia. The reason is because the last couple of times hasn't gone so well, and we're kind of disappointed. I guess I'm just setting the bar too high for people. But what we're going to do is we're going to take a look at the trivia section. We're going to figure some things out for it. We got some plans that we're thinking of doing for it, but we're going to hold off for a week, get things straightened out, get things figured out so that you guys will actually want to participate and actually be able to get it correct. And so you can look forward to that next week. Because right now we have a 2-piece start exclusive for limited time only, which is this week I'm debuting my Joy Electric tribute song, Dance to Marauder, and we can all take a listen to it.
Yeah, Ray, I actually just listened to it before the podcast. I listened to the original version earlier today. You sent it to me, and then I listened to your version just a couple minutes ago. And I gotta say, I really like the song. I think you did a great job with it. And I mean, I'm not a Joy Electric fan or anything, but
right.
I mean, the original is real catchy. It's a good song. I really like it, and I think yours is on par.
Sweet. So, well, yeah, thanks. Yeah, really, hopefully you guys all enjoy it as well. So take a listen. Here's my tribute to Joy Electric, Dance to Marauder.
Down.
there you have it. Hope you enjoyed the song. And you can see what all the other fans have been doing lately. You can visit the forums of Joy Electric to see how the tribute album is coming along. I believe it comes out December 1st, but I have a really good feeling it's going to be delayed. fan things are never on time. But you can take a look and see about downloading that when it comes out. So look forward to that. All right. Well, moving from there, we're going to go straight to our topic of the week.
Which is the site redesign.
You know, last week we said we weren't going to have a comic, but we actually did get to have a comic, and with it, a very minimal site redesign. This isn't it. I want to let everyone know this is not the end of the site redesign. We're still doing little bitty things every once in a while. We're adding it slowly. It's going to grow, but we have gotten a lot of comments about one particular issue.
And what might that be, Ray?
Apparently, I'm just too tall.
Yeah, you are very tall in real life.
8 foot? No. The banner at the top of the site, the logo we have, people are complaining it's just too big. And I'm really disappointed about hearing that. Because I really, really like it. And I like it because it's different. What, you know, people complain it sucks because I have to scroll down more just to see what's there. But to me, I like to think of it as a movie. When you watch a movie or a TV show, you always get to see the opening credits, you know, like the big logo of the show or the logo of the video game before you play it. And then you go on from there and you see panel one, panel two, panel three. I'm a little bugged whenever the comic comes up and we have like a panel and a half already being shown. And you get a glimpse of what that second panel is already. It's like, no, I want it to be presented a little bit better. But it's one of those things where, you know, if every single person is a little upset it's too tall, then I guess we'll have to do something about it.
Well, to use your illustration there, if you were watching, like, or playing the same game, like, 100 times, you probably wouldn't want to sit through the main intro or logo
Super
every time.
Mario Galaxy!
Yeah, exactly. Like, so just picture everyone hitting the A button 100 times while they load up 2-piece start, and I guess that's why they don't want to, you know,
yeah, I guess
skip
so, yeah.
through it.
Well, the thing, though, is if the image is so big, it shouldn't load right away, right? So, I don't know.
Well, but, we'll figure it out. But we appreciate the feedback. And
yeah, we really do. Thank you.
I think the other thing that came up a lot was the navigation, like, back and forward and all that. And we do have that planned. It's just not quite up yet. So,
right.
Bear with us.
We're also looking at making different logos for the top. I'm not going to promise anything, but an idea we have is to make the logo at the top change with every week. Every week it could be a little bit different. So, for instance, this week could be the big one, and next week will be a little smaller one, or we can do a little different things with it. But we're going to see if that happens and how that goes, but I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, if that's too much, then we can, you know, maybe make 5 or 10 total and then have it randomly rotate out every time you load the page or something like that.
And then we can have it flash and make sound effects too. I think that would really...
Oh, no.
All right, well, and the, yeah, I don't know, anything else about that?
No, I mean, I'm happy with the way it turned out. Every time I go to our site, I kind of, it's kind of like, wow, this is just so much better than it was before, and...
Oh, totally, yeah.
I'm pretty proud of it, yeah. I mean, it was pretty much all you're doing, so I'm proud of you, I guess.
Don't worry about it. We're a team.
We're a team, that's right. Well, and I'm also glad that we got a comic out, and I guess we'll talk.
Yeah.
Well, that's a segue right there.
Right. Comic talk.
Comic talk. So, last week we promised you there wouldn't be a comic by Ray, and we lied, luckily. And here's...
We didn't know at the time, but yeah, we did lie.
Yeah, well, I think I mentioned in the little blog post that I couldn't deal with not having a comic, so I was just doodling on a piece of paper, like, drawing a little Pac-Man, and... For some reason, I thought, oh, he should, like, get married to Miss Pac-Man, and then I made her, like, a feminazi, and so then I actually drew it up on Photoshop, like, really crappily, and I showed it to Ray, and he actually liked it, so he figured he could do it, and it only took you, what, like, an hour or something?
It really did, yeah. I mean, I pretty much looked at that, I'm like, well, if that was the comic you wanted me to do, why don't you just tell me? I'll go do it. I'll take you, like, 10 minutes.
What's sad is I spent more time... on, like, probably a lot more time on my crappy version than you did on your, like, awesome version. So I think I was up to like 2 a.m. doing that, which is really sad, but oh well, at least we got something good out of it.
Oh, totally.
But on that note, I'm a little bummed that Joystick didn't include us this week in the poll.
They had a lot of comics.
They did. It's not a knock on Ross or anything, but I always want to know how people will receive it besides the people that check our site regularly, you know?
Right. All it's the people kinda... who come and say nice things. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's just a bummer, but I'm still proud of it. I like it. I think it turned out pretty good.
Yeah, great. Well, with every great comic comes great comments, and that's why we are going to move to our suggestion box. Tim, what showed up in our suggestion box?
Oh, we had a lot of comments this week. Well, I'll give mine first, I guess. My comment of the week goes to Zeno, and this is a comment about the comic itself. And I'm not going to read the whole thing because it's fairly long, but it was pretty funny because he basically explains how, like, he was playing Rock Band and he was playing this song, Tom Sawyer by Rush, and it reminded him of Futurama, with this episode with this generic Pac-Man type of thing, and in that episode of Futurama, they were playing that song, Tom Sawyer by Rush, and like he's like, oh, my life has come full circle with this comic you guys did. It was just kind of funny. Like he's
that, yeah, it really is kind of ironic.
I would never spend. I mean, not, this is not a knock on him either, but I would if that had happened to me, I would have thought, oh, that's pretty funny. I would have never tried to explain it to anybody else, like especially typing it up. And it, I mean, it took him a while to, you know, explain exactly what was going on. It was kind of hard to follow, but I'm like, oh, I get what he's saying.
I get it. Oh, yeah. I hate those moments when you're like, you have a really great story that just happened.
Yeah.
Generally, for me, it's like, oh, man, that was the most hilarious thing that just happened in my video game. Uh-huh. But if I were to tell anyone else, they'd have to know all the background.
Yeah,
they'd have to know everything about it, how it works, and how items correspond, and then it's like...
it's forget like, it. Yeah, I'll just keep that to myself, you know.
Yeah, it's like, oh, it's such a great thing that just happened, but I'm the only one that's ever going to know.
But I appreciate that he took the time to share it with us, and that is pretty funny, so.
Well, my comment of the week, it was a tough one to pick, because I had a lot of comments specifically towards me.
Yep.
And they weren't all pleasant, either. I wrote up a review of Mario Galaxy recently, and I put that up, and Go Nintendo picked it up, and they had it on their site, and so like a whole ton of people went and read it, and I got a lot of negative comments off of that, because basically, I spent the entire review ripping on Mario Galaxy. You might be like, well, why did you rip on Mario Galaxy? It's a great game. I know, it's a great game. I love the game. I love it to death. I'm still playing it, even after I've collected everything possible. I'm still playing. I love it. But if you want a review that talks about the good things about Galaxy, you can go to any other review anywhere, and they all say nice things. 98% of the reviews say really great things. 2% just has like a couple sentences about some minor flaws in it, basically. And then they'll usually give like a 10 out of 10 or a really high, you know, 9.8, 9.9 sort of thing. Since no one else is really talking about the negatives in detail, I thought I would go over the 2% of reviews that aren't really put into great detail. And so I spent a lot of time really putting out things that I thought were negative things about the game or things I thought felt could have been better. I gave it a 9.3, and I loved the game a lot, but I just, you know, there was just a lot of things about it that kind of irk me that, you know, I kind of am surprised with by, choices being made. So a lot of people really hated that I spoke really poorly on Mario Galaxy. And so the one comment here I thought was pretty great. GoKyle7 says, wow, none of that made sense. First off, he apparently loved Mario 64 a lot, so much as to compare the two titles. Yet he bashes the game for not being able to grow from Mario to Super Mario with mushrooms, having a time limit on special abilities, no Tanuki suit or yellow cape or Yoshi, all of which never appeared in Mario 64. Don't review a game based on what you think it should have been, but rather what it is, which is an absolutely fantastic game worthy of the reviews he quoted at the beginning of his review. Okay, first of all, let me get one thing straight. Okay. He's basically saying that I liked Mario 64 a lot, and they didn't have those items, so why do I not like this game, which also doesn't have the items? And the answer is, I don't love Mario 64, and I don't consider that the ultimate Mario game, okay? I consider that to have multiple flaws as well, but it was back during a time where it was a giant leap in gaming. So when he says it's an absolutely fantastic game worthy of the reviews he quoted at the beginning, let me give you one quote from one of those reviews here real quick. From Nintendo World Report. Super Mario Galaxy is more than just a new Mario game. It's a giant leap for the platforming genre. A game light years above the rest. Really? Is it really that big of a jump? It's really not.
I
if
don't
anything,
think so.
It's just more of what you're used to with a slight twist to it. To say I got a little bugged with some of those comments, but I really did appreciate all of them, even if I thought some people were kind of off the mark. In this case, GoKyle7 thinks I believe something and interprets my review because of it, when in reality that's not the case at all.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I appreciated your review because, like you said, no one's really willing to, you know, focus at all on any of the shortcomings or things they missed out on that they could have included. And, you know, by and large, it's getting a blanket, you know, 98, 99. And I think it's because it's a Mario game. And I haven't played it enough to pass judgment yet. I'm at like 20 stars or something like that.
You're still trying to catch the rabbit.
Still trying to catch the rabbit, yeah, no. but I already see some of those shortcomings, you know, and I would not give it a 10. You know, I wouldn't give any game a 10, but I wouldn't give it a 9.98. You know what I mean? But again, I haven't played it that much, so you know, in 6 months when I'm done with it, I'll tell you what I think. So, moving on. Black Doom Award, huh?
Oh, come on, you gotta set it up. You gotta make the crowd feel like we're walking into a haunted mansion.
I don't do a good job of that. Why don't you do it?
No, give it your best shot. I want to see you do it.
Okay, here we go. And finally, we have the darkest part of the 2P Start Live podcast, the Black Doom.
Yeah, you can't sell that.
No, I can't.
I can't say I can't either, but, I mean, the end is near now. All right, well, each week, Tim and I both mention a terrible choice made related to video games. In honor of the worst character Sonic Team has ever created, whose name is Black Doom.
If I have to pick one, I'd have to say it goes to anyone who sold the Wii Zapper for more than $20, which is the MSRP. And a lot of places did. Best Buy, Circuit City, Target, GameStop especially, you know. They're all selling it for $25, and I have to believe it's just because they're like, well, $20, I mean, that's too cheap. We could still sell just as many at $25.
And I heard Best Buy was selling it at $25, so we should do the same.
Yeah, that sort of thing. So, I mean, I ended up getting it at Toys R Us for $20, which is what the real price is supposed to be. And Best Buy is selling it for $20 this week for whatever reason. Maybe they didn't sell any because nobody thought it was worthwhile. But, I think that was kind of crummy. I mean, I just don't think you sell a game for more than it was intended to be sold for.
I don't think I've seen that before, actually. I don't think I've ever seen them sell things, at least video games, $5.
Well, yeah, I mean, it always goes for, you know, if the game's $50, you sell it for $50. So, oh well.
All right, well, my Black Doom Award has to go to Mario. And I'm not talking about Mario Galaxy. I'm not that cool.
No more comments, please.
Yeah, I know. I'm not. I'm not putting that on my Black Doom list. It's not worth it.
Hear him out.
I would never, actually. Actually, I am putting Mario, though, himself on the Black Doom list for making phone calls to everyone who pre-ordered the game through GameStop. Now, it's not that he made phone calls to everybody who's pre-ordered the game. It's the phone call itself. It's how much goes into this phone call. Okay, we're going to play this, okay? And I want you to listen to how long this goes on, how many times he just repeats himself over and over. And you have to imagine the people there when they're done, like, yeah, that's the take. That was it. That was the one. Let's send this to everybody.
Yeah.
So let's take a listen here.
Hi, I'm Charles Martinet, the voice of Mario, and you may know me a little better like this.
Hello, it's me, Mario. Woohoo! And I'm going to call you because I'm here at the GameStop where they're telling me that you pre-ordered my newest and the greatest game, Super Mario Galaxy! Woohoo! It's an amazing game, and it's going to be here tomorrow at your local GameStop. You can come and pick it up at the GameStop store where you originally reserved your copy. Whoopee! I'm can't wait for you to see me flying around in my Bumblebee outfit. I'm out in space trying to rescue the princess. Ah, she makes my heart go bada-bing, bada-boom, bada-ba. Oh, and you know what else? GameStop will let you bring in your old games just to trade in for credit. Yeah, credit to help you buy your copy of Super Mario Galaxy with me, Mario. Oh, and if you have any questions, make sure you call your local GameStop store where you pre-ordered my game, and they're gonna be happy to help you out. Okie dokie, okie dokie. Happy holidays, and thank you very much for buying my new game, Super Mario Galaxy.
Oh my gosh! If he says that one more time,
at the GameStop. Oh,
wow! All I heard was pre-order, GameStop, Super Mario Galaxy, about 100 times.
Woo. Woohoo!
Yeah, well,
I love how he introduces himself though. Like, hi, I'm Charles Martinet, and that's my name. And you're about to forget right after I start talking like this.
Yeah, well, first of all, yeah, why doesn't he just say it's me, Mario? Like kids that pre-ordered
the
game.
Yeah, like actually Mario.
Yeah,
calling.
Not like, hey, I'm the dude that uses Mario's voice, that does Mario's voice. So let me show you what I sound like, and then pretend I'm Mario. That's stupid. Golly.
Oh, man. Hi, my name is Ray Hargraves, but you may know me a little better like this. And I just show a picture. All right, oh, well, that'll do it for this episode of 2-Piece Start Live. Thanks for listening. Tim, it was nice to have you on again.
Have me on in my own show?
Maybe.
Yeah, well, it was nice to have you on, too.
I hope I get back next week.
Yeah.
Remember, every Wednesday we have a new comic for 2-Piece Start, and every Monday a new episode of the podcast, so check back every time. So with that, thanks for catching us on we hope to see you guys on another episode of 2-Piece Start.
2-Piece Start Live.
Have a good one, guys.
Bye-bye. All right, that felt really long.